Next question is William Rayford, Rayford. Date of birth is 2/24/58. This is a 66-year-old black gentleman who appears much older than stated age. Patient is currently on home health because of his recent hospitalization with amputation of his right great toe. During the hospitalization, he's had at least 2 strokes. Because of his strokes, he has now become chair-bound. He's no longer able to care for himself. Also, because of the strokes, he's now suffering from seizure disorder. His history is consistent with traumatic brain disorder, hypertension, has had a history of brain surgery and recent toe amputation. He also has had hypertension, recent strokes, depression, anxiety, hyperlipidemia, diabetic neuropathy, diabetes, weight loss of 185 to 162. And overall debilitation, period. He resides at 6481 Del Rio Street in his own apartment. He does have a provider, but he's in desperate need of end-of-life care because of his recent stroke, his weight loss, and severe debilitation. Family history positive for hypertension, diabetes. Allergy, some sort of anesthesia-related allergy. He doesn't know the name of the medication. Medication, see list provided today and dictated. Medical problems, as above. Surgery, traumatic brain injury, brain surgery, and toe amputation most recently. COVID and flu immunization is up to date. Blood pressures. 158/80, pulses 98, O2 sat 89, and no, O2 sat is 98, pulses 89, and respiration is 20. Mr. Rayford was found to be weak and with a severe muscle wasting, weight loss, difficulty with ambulation. He was able to use a walker at this time, but no longer able to do that. He has decreased appetite. This is all review of system. He has muscle wasting, protein calorie malnutrition, increased history of depression, severe pain related to diabetes and diabetic neuropathy, heart positive, small positive, stool lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft, lower extremity shows no demonological, non-focal skin shows decreased turg, oral mucosa's dry. Assessment, 66-year-old gentleman with history of diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, severe peripheral vascular disease, status post-CVA times at least 2 with recent hospitalization with right great toe amputation and subsequent CVA during the hospitalization. Now with history of seizure on Keppra for his to control his seizures, as well as aspirin regarding his stroke. Period. In the paragraph, he has decreased appetite, profound weight loss. He's eating very little at this time because of his recent stroke. He has right-sided weakness, right-sided shoulder pain. On neurological put down, right-sided upper extremity weakness noted. So come back to assessment. His blood sugars are controlled with the help of insulin at this time, but that needs to be adjusted since his appetite has decreased and his weight has gone down with the symptoms of protein calorie malnutrition. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for Mr. Rayford. Thank you.